Hi there. The word for you today is the characteristics of a great dad. In 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 8, Paul, speaking to his spiritual children, the church, he writes, "We loved you so much." The fifth characteristic of a great dad is the example of a godly lifestyle. Listen to Paul, 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 10. "You are witnesses, and so is God, of how we were among you." Paul's audience could judge his claims because they witnessed his lifestyle. Dad, you can talk the talk if there's no audience, but you can only talk the walk if there is. And at home, there's always an audience, right? If you're not consistent there, be honest. You know, they won't buy it. Demonstrating a godly lifestyle requires two qualities. Let's look at them. Number one, honesty. Your kids don't need perfect parents, but they need honest ones. If you're wrong, admit it. Many kids never hear a parent say, "I'm sorry, I was wrong." So they either perceive honesty and humility as weakness, or their parents as inconsistent. Either sets them up for a lifestyle of arrogance and trouble. And number two, being positive. Surveys show that most parents' feedback to their kid runs 10-1 negative. Do you recognize any of these statements? "You'll never amount to," or "Why do you always," or "You never use your head," etc. Statistically, fathers are much more apt to make such statements. Dad, shift the balance to the positive. How did Paul do it? Well, let me quote his words. "We dealt with each of you as a father deals, encouraging, comforting, and urging you." It takes encouragement, inspiring, strengthening, and stretching them to realize their potential. And it takes comfort. Life's tough. Boost their spirit. Don't break it. And it takes urging, developing their perseverance by saying, "Don't quit. You can do it." Did it work for Paul? Absolutely, yes, it did. Listen to him. "You received the word of God from us, which is at work in you. And will it work for you and your kids?" Absolutely.